You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 4th Annual University of Otago Tourism Policy School was on Friday, featuring lectures from academics and members of the tourism sector. This morning I spoke to Professor Katarina Rookstall from the University of Otago about how Māori values can be incorporated into regenerative tourism. How was Friday's conference different from previous years?
The focus was very detailed on the idea of what needs to change and whether that has to change at a system-wide level.
And what would tourism in Aotearoa look like if these Māori values were incorporated?
Perhaps the first case would be there would not be so many trade-offs between our environment and tourism, and I'll give you a little example of that. Our Runaka at Kati Huirapa Ki Pukataraki has a tourism business, and because of COVID, obviously it's been impacted. But one of the things that I have been doing for a number of years is this is not just about our waka tours, but it's also about giving back to our whenua. So the people in our tours also do some planting on Hiriawa Pā that came back to us in our treaty settlement. So this idea of giving back is really important. The other thing I think would be that Māori tourism wouldn't just be in the cultural tourism box, if you like, but actually Māori tourism, and particularly in the regions, is very much about regenerating not only people but also our environments. And maybe things would look different if we were able to entangle our values a little bit more so that we create value, not just for ourselves but also for our visitors. And I would expect part of that would be there'd be more te reo Māori.
And do you think the tourism sector will accept these principles? And if not, how can they be brought on board?
Well, look, I think one of the things is that we're in a bit of a global crisis at the moment, and obviously there's a war in Ukraine, and that seems to be putting everybody into different camps, and we have climate change, and every day we just need to listen to the news, and things are hugely different. Fires, forests being burnt down, Antarctic and Arctic shelves falling off, and then of course we have COVID. So I think if we take a more values approach, then some of those, we're not going to solve them, but perhaps they will add to solutions as opposed to, you know, creating more problems. So I think we really don't have a choice, but we need to think about how we do tourism differently.
Do you think that change will happen on its own, or do you think it needs regulation from the government to ensure that change?
Well, it's pretty hard to regulate for values, and it may be that regulation catches up to those values. So I'll give you an example. Lake Wakatipu, that's a well-known lake in Queenstown, which is a very well-known tourism spot in Aotearoa. However, it's not its original name. The original name is Whakatipu Wai Māori. And who's in charge of regulating names? Well, that's the New Zealand Geographic Board. Now, the New Zealand Geographic Board, if it so choose, could say the name is Whakatipu Wai Māori. But actually, people are already in Queenstown and in that wider area already thinking about that as a name change. And they've started calling some of their businesses Whakatipu. So I guess what that shows is that regulation can support particular actions and particular values, but actually people are often ahead of it. So it's not so much regulating some things, but actually catching up to where people want to go.
Could you please explain the meaning behind Whakatipu Wai?
Okay, so Whakatipu Wai Māori. So the word Whakatipu, and I'm using that to suggest it's sort of a bit like regeneration, but it means to grow and to cherish. And so Whakatipu Wai Māori is, Wai Māori is fresh water, so it's an upswelling of fresh water in that area. And that word Whakatipu is found all around the Otago and Fiordland and West Coast area, and it's a very specific name. So I guess in a way it suggests that all of those things are holistically drawn together, because the name locates lots of different areas and lakes and rivers and coastal areas, that if we see it as a whole, and that's what regenerative tourism is about, really seeing it as a whole, then that, I think, is something we can get our heads around and actually think about, okay, well, where's the opportunity there for us?
And with industries like skiing that use the maunga and natural landscape, how would, for example, how would ski fields look if they were run in a way more in line with Māori values?
You know, as we know, our maunga are our, in some cases, our tūpuna. So for us in as kaitahu, we really think about Aoraki, because the story of Aoraki itself reflects on a broader narrative that we've brought all the way out of the Pacific into this new land of Aotearoa over a very long journey. So skiing, of course, is a relatively new activity. So there are ways to do that. And I know that our ski fields are really doing their best to think about how can we both continue our business but also acknowledge that we can't just extract value out of our environment. So I think there's a lot in our Māori values that can support that, and it's not just about manaaki or being good hosts to visitors. It's also about, okay, things like, well, what don't we do anymore? And what do we restrict? And what should we restrict? How do we make a difference between things that should be tapu or restricted and noa, things that are free? So I think when we start to think from a values framework, and particularly a Māori values framework, then we can ask ourselves some different questions.
Lastly, do you think the pre-COVID model for tourism in Aotearoa is sustainable?
Well, whether it was sustainable then, it's totally changed now. So people don't want to travel as much for health and safety reasons, also because of feeling guilty about fossil fuels. So actually that question may have been really pertinent a couple of years ago, but everything's changed now. So not so much as is it sustainable, but how are we going to get on board with the new reality? So I think that's really the question. And I think if we think about it from a values, Māori values and Māori ethics and Māori practices point of view, we can ask ourselves, what does mana tourism look like? So just even using those words makes us think in a different domain. So I guess that's my answer to you around that one.
That was Professor Katharina Rookstall from the University of Otago about how Māori values can be incorporated into regenerative tourism.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.